Namanda, bütün 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 namanda. Nam.
I'll begin this morning by reading a passage from one of the sutras that we regularly chant. And I want you to listen very closely, and after I'm finished reading, see if you can tell me which sutra it's from, or which item that we chant it's from. So I think it's, I hope it'll be familiar for everyone. Fu se joi kai nin shōjin nyōze sammai chie ijo go se tokubutsu fugyō shigan isai kuku issa dayan. Dana, discipline, patience, endeavor, meditation, and wisdom shall be of the best. I will become a Buddha and completely fulfill my vow. I will bring great peace to all who are in doubt and fear. Fuse to joi to kai jikai to ninniku to shōjin kono yōna zenjō to chie o osamete kono ue naku sugureta mono to toshi o watashi wa chikau. 仏になる時は必ずこの願を果たして果たし遂げ生死の苦におのおのを起こすすべての人々に大きな安らぎを与えようとなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつな that we chant? I'll give you a hint. It's something that we chanted this morning. Anybody remember what we chanted this morning? The Sambutsuge. That's right, the Sambutsuge. So this is one of the lines of the Sambutsuge. You can find it if you look on the page. And there's also this, we can have the English translation. You can see here on page 24 of the Red Book. And at the very top, there is this passage that I just read. So it says, Dana, discipline, patience, endeavor, meditation, and wisdom shall be of the best. What are these? What are these six virtues that I just read? Dana, discipline, patience, endeavor, meditation, and wisdom. Can anyone tell me what those are? The six paramitas. That's right. That's right. And that's, we read it there on page 5. Right? We read our six paramitas. And so that's there, right here, in the Sambutsuge. So when we chant the Sambutsuge, we're hearing the voice of the Buddha. We're hearing the voice of the Buddha saying, I'm going to perfect all of these virtues, and very importantly, I will bring great peace to all who are in doubt and in fear. So now I'd like to share a story with you. This is a wonderful traditional Japanese Buddhist story. And it talks about how living with these six paramitas can bring great peace to those who have doubt and fear. Okay, so this is a story. It takes place long ago in Japan, in a small village that's on the edge of a field. A small village on the edge of the field. And in this field, there lived an inoshishi. Inoshishi ga imashita. Do you know what an inoshishi is? What's an inoshishi? Anybody know? Do you know? Oh, it's a warthog, right, yeah? Do you have, Enzo, is that what you're going to say? A wild boar, right? A warthog or a wild boar. And so it's a wild animal that lives in Japan. And do you think people in Japan usually like wild boars? Inoshishi wa suki na doubutsu desu ka? What do you think? Do people like it? How about farmers? Do farmers like wild boars? No, why not? Why not? Because Yeah, because they ruin the fields. That's right. They dig up carrots and radishes. So people don't usually like inoshishi. They don't usually like wild boars. But this was a very, very well-behaved wild boar. でも、おとなしいイノシシでした。 It's very well-behaved. He was so well-behaved that he never attacked people. He never charged after people. Inoshishi are very territorial animals. And so they'll often, if somebody goes in their area, they might chase after them. They've got big tusks, so they're scary. But this boar would never chase after people, and he would never dig up the fields. He would never dig up the fields. And the people were so friendly. They had such a good friendship with this wild boar that they would even share food with him. They would share food with him. Now, in this village, they had a custom. They had something they would do when a baby was born. When a baby was born, people would make sekihan, or this traditional Japanese rice. So it's red and it's white. And so it's the color of celebration. So it's a rice with red beans. Have you ever had that before? It's kind of a sticky rice with red beans. So they would make this whenever a baby was born, and they would share it with everybody in the village. And they would bring some to the Buddhist temple, and they would put it up on the shrine as an osonai. And they would even share some with this wild boar. They would bring it to the field where he lived, and they would set it on a rock where he could enjoy it, just outside his den, just outside the hole where he lived. And so there was one day a woman, she had a new baby, and so she was walking through the field carrying a big heavy box. She had her baby on her back. Have you ever seen in Japan the way that they carry babies? They don't carry them in Rao. We have a baby Bjorn or something. We carry them on our chest. But in Japan, they used to carry them wrapped in a shawl on their back. Sometimes people still do this today. It's called onbu. Onbu shite aruita ne. So she was walking with this baby on her back, and she was carrying a big box. What do you think was in that box? What do you think, Enzo? The rice. That's right. They had rice and they had beans. Rice and beans. And she was carrying it. She was walking through the field. Where do you think she was going? Any ideas, Enzo? That's right. She was going to bring a little bit to the wild boar's den. So she was rocking, and as she was walking along, she was singing to her baby, nen nen yo, oriko yo, singing it a nice lullaby, putting it to sleep. And then when she got to a field, in the stone in the middle of the field, she took out her box, she unwrapped it. She said, sa sa inoshishi ni gochisou ni agimashou. So she put a little bit of this rice on this. Actually, she put kind of a big pile because inoshishi was hungry. She put a bit of rice on there. And then she put a little sesame and salt to make it taste a little bit better. She seasoned it. Magoma shio kakete. And then she said, ato de yukkuri o agari yo ne. So she said, go right ahead and enjoy this later. And so she wasn't there. She didn't see him. So then she decided to go back home. She said, I hope you'll enjoy this. And she started heading home. And it was getting dark, so she hurried. She was hurrying home. She wanted to make sure she got home in time. And when she got home, she got back to her house just as the sun was setting. And then she took her shawl off her back and, ah, oh no, oh no, oh no. Why do you think she was worried? What was wrong? It was night, and something was missing. Yeah? Do you know, Enzo? That's right, the baby wasn't there. Where was the baby? Oh no, she had in her rust, it had slipped off her back while she was running. Oh, 大変なことをしてしまいました. こうしてはいられない. What have I done? She said. What have I done? She was so worried. She immediately rushed out in a frantic search along the path where she had been. She was searching everywhere, looking. Where is the baby? Where is the baby? She was calling out, Boya, Boya, Boya wa doko ni iru no? My darling, where are you? She was calling for her baby, calling and calling. And then, but the night had fallen, and there was no one else on the path. And there was a cold wind rustling through the grass. Everything was gray, and you could just see the wind kind of rustling across the top of the grass. So she searched high and low. She even searched around the stone, and she noticed that the rice and the beans were untouched. Not even the salt and the sesame had been licked off. It was all just as she had left it. So she didn't know what to do. She was getting more and more panicked. And she just wandered back home, calling out, "Boya, boya, my darling," as she wandered back to her house. But then when she got home, as soon as she stepped in the house, she said, "No, I've got to go back out." And so just as she was stepping back out, she heard some rustling on the edge of her garden, on the edge of her yard. And then she heard something, doshin, tochitoto. She heard the sound of something plopping down on the ground. So she rushed over to see what it could be. And just as she got to the edge of her yard, ah! Oh, what a surprise! There she saw her baby lying there, just waving his hands, happy to see his mommy, smiling and laughing. で、赤ちゃんがお母さんの顔を見て喜んで手を振ってそのままに寝かせてた。で、まあ、ぼや、帰ってきたの？誰に連れてきたにいただいたの？ Said, "Oh, my darling, have you come back to me? Who brought you home?" The mother said as she gave her baby a big hug, scooping her up. And then as she held her baby in her arms, she noticed there was the wild boar was standing there on the edge of the field. He was so grateful to the people of the village for always treating him kindly, for not chasing him with sticks, for always giving him delicious food. And so it was he who had brought the baby back to the mother to show his gratitude and to show that they care for each other in this village. Arigato, thank you, said the mother to the wild boar. And then when the wild boar returned to his den, he had a big, delicious feast waiting for him, and he ate it up. Yum, 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 oishii, いっぱいいただきました. And in the distance, you could hear an owl, hoo, 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 calling in the distance as he enjoyed his feast. This is a wonderful story, and it's a story about the six paramitas, about these six things that we can do in our daily life. Dana, which is generosity. Discipline, which is doing the right thing. Practicing, patience. Endeavor, meditation, and wisdom. All of these virtues. All of these virtues. So as you listen to this story, can you tell me one of these virtues in the story? Did you hear one of these virtues? You can look on page 6, was it, in our Dharma School service book. We can check page 6. Page 5, the top of page 5, we have a list. So can you tell me one example from this story of one of these virtues, one of these six paramitas that you heard? Yeah?
Who brings the baby home?
It was the wild boar. The wild boar. Inoshishi ga tsurete kaita yo. The wild boar was the one who brought it home. Yeah. What's that? The baby had fallen off the mommy's back in the field. Why? Because she wasn't paying attention. She was in a big rush. She just slipped off. Yeah. So we have a giving. Can someone give me an example of giving from this story? You think of an example of giving? Yeah, Enzo? They gave him rice. That's right. The villagers shared their food with the wild boar. Can you think of an example of discipline? Something that people did. Something, yeah? And Zoki? They didn't chase the wild boar with the stick. Maybe they wanted to when they saw him. Maybe they thought, he's so scary, let's hit him with a stick. But they said, no, wait, this wild boar has never done anything wrong. So they practiced patience. They held back when they were going to make a mistake. How about patience? Can you think of another example of patience in the story? Yeah. Can you think of one, Tayo?
When the baby's mother ran, it just flipped off and the wild boar just picked it up and went off.
That's right. The wild boar picked it up and he brought it home. Instead of eating his dinner, he waited until after after he'd brought the baby home to eat his dinner. What a wonderful example of patience, doing what he needed to do before he did what he enjoyed, what he wanted. Yeah, can you think of an example of endeavor, of working hard from this story? Yeah, how about you, Finley?
The mom tried her best.
That's right, the mom tried her best to find her baby. She realized she'd made a mistake and she did her best to try to fix that mistake. That's right. How about meditation? Meditation is about paying attention. Can you think of an example of someone paying attention? Yeah, Finley, yeah? That's right. Sometimes if you don't pay attention, you can have a problem. And the wild boar was paying attention, wasn't he? He noticed and he brought her baby back to her. That's right. How about wisdom? How about wisdom? Is there an example of wisdom in this story? Can anyone think of one? Yeah? Enzo, can you think of one? That's a wonderful answer. That's right. The villagers were wise to treat the boar nicely rather than giving him a hard time. And at the end of the story, the woman thanked the wild boar. So she recognized when someone had done something nice for her. She could see that. She said, thank you. When someone does something kind for us, if we say thank you, that's a wonderful way of expressing wisdom. So if we think about this story, with these six paramitas, these six wonderful virtues at work in our lives, not always things we do ourselves, but recognizing nice things and kind things that others do for us, then we can be free from doubt and fear, right? The mother had a lot of doubt and fear when she realized that she dropped her baby. She was very afraid. Where is he? She had a lot of doubt. What happened to him? But then because of the kindness of the wild boar, because of this wonderful relationship that she had with him, she was able to have peace of mind when the baby came back to her. So in our daily lives, we can have all kinds of difficulties, but we also have all kinds of people treating us with kindness. And we have the Buddha, and the Buddha's kindness, most importantly, there to guide us and show us how to live. And with the Buddha's kindness, then we can be free from our fear and free from our doubt. And that's the wish that's expressed in the Sambutsuge. And that's what we experience when we say the words Namo Amida Butsu, the voice of the Buddha calling to us to live with wisdom and compassion, to feel the light of his wisdom shining in our lives. So I'll conclude here. I'll finish my talk by once again reading these words of the Buddha expressed in the Sambutsuge. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho o negai shimasu. Dana, discipline, patience, endeavor, meditation, and wisdom shall be of the best. I will become a Buddha and completely fulfill my vow. I will bring great peace to all who are in doubt and fear.
Namo Amida Butsu.
Namo Amida
Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu, namanda butsu.